Hey, it's Dom from Dom Radio. As always, ads gonna be first. Consider listening to it. I do get paid, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Hello, listeners. I'm Skell.
And I'm Felix. And this is the Skell and Felix Show.
The only show where a skeleton-adjacent being and a human redneck record a podcast in a goblin's basement.
Sorry about the delay. We were just getting ready for a summer vacation trip.
And surprise, surprise, we don't get out much, so we'd never done this before. It took us around 3 weeks just to prepare.
Okay, maybe it was more than 3 weeks.
Yeah, you'd think we were prepping for the apocalypse or something. But anyway, we do have something to tell you guys.
Of course, we have a quick ad, but trust me, once the ad is over, it'll be well worth it.
Hello, it's me, swanky British person number 379. Today I'm shilling blood tech, the newest in cultist technology.
Hey, it's me, average Joe common folk 378.9 million. I'm also a cultist, but sometimes this hobby can be pretty expensive and time-consuming.
With blood tech, you get the highest quality of cultist technology to simplify your rituals, curses, and various other forms of dark arts.
Finally, damning an entire bloodline is as simple as one click of a button and only one sacrifice instead of 10.
We are not responsible for the sudden sentience gained by your blood tech or any adverse effects caused by it.
Blood tech. Technology and blood. Why didn't you think of it first?
Now that that is over, Felix, tell him about the tape.
So, we were just sitting in the basement, and straight out of Terminator 2, big lightning ball just appears and leaves a smoldering hole in the floor. And a cassette tape. I don't know why, but it's from another dimension and we're on it?
Dominic Piccioni, early 2021. I had an idea for a podcast and I want to remember it, so it's on my phone notes now. So basically, the skeleton thing, who may or may not actually be a skeleton, or not, and a human redneck in a basement, because they're literal basement dwellers. They start a podcast like a chat show, but I've really started to get into monster mashes, so monsters are just normal. And I'm also, I don't know why, but I really want it to be an alternate history. Besides the fact that they're monsters, I also want there to be like, USSR still exists in 2021. Space race was super delayed, or like, it happened, but, you know, friggin' moon bases are made in, like, 2019 for some reason. Everything goes downhill, you know, like, something straight out of For All Mankind, almost. Dominic Piccioni, note to self, Skell is gonna be from this country I just came up with, Gadistan of Slovakia, like Gadstan, and Slovakia, and Ia. And I'm gonna mash them together, you know?
It needs to happen in Florida.
Oh my god, they're gonna like, there needs to be a goblin. You know, like, gray skin, pointy ears. I want them to have teeth that like stick out in their resting face and like, not an overbite, but like their pointy teeth stick out. And I want to name them after a candy for some reason. I'm thinking Snickers. But I don't want to get sued. Okay, it's down to Kit Kat or Pez Dispenser. It's Pez Dispenser. That's final. Okay, maybe Pez instead of Pez Dispenser. I'm looking at the script and reading it out loud in the voices, and unless they're saying it as a nickname, that sounds really, really dumb. Oh my god, and I had a dream, and it was like, there's this big Sasquatch dude. He's wearing like a fedora. I want to play on that. I was going to have a Florida Man character, but I could do it so much better if Florida Man was like a Sasquatch and wore like a fedora and he had a real deep voice and he had an accent and he just sounded really over the top and he's really big, really, really big. Note to self, Skell's voice hurts, not in the sense it hurts me to make the voice. It hurts me emotionally because my voice cannot go that high anymore. But that's part of the charm. And future me, if I ever come back to listen to this.
Do you see what I mean? Oh, God.
a Tallahassee Terror. I have had this character, not the Tallahassee Terror specifically, but some, like, serial killer who's actually a monster. But in this context, that would just be pretty normal. But I want to call him the Tallahassee Terror, even though they're definitely going to do stuff outside of Tallahassee. And I might make a separate, like, I don't know if I ever want to do an audio drama. This character is perfect for that, having, like, an antagonist. Please don't forget this, Dominic, from the future, please.
I'm Felix. I don't know how to speak to women, or men, or literally anyone. I lived in my mom's basement, and now I live in another basement. I'm a wandering desperado, moving from basement to basement. I can't do this.
The end. What more do you want from me? I have to record more podcasts. This episode is produced by Dom Radio. Dominic J. Piccioni as Skell and Felix. You can find out more at our website at domradio.wiki.com. And this episode was edited by Dominic J. Piccioni. I am in a car. It is really hot. Goodbye.